Well, I believe speculators are an area of concern. The bigger problem stems from simple economics, the laws of supply and demand. Our efforts should be focused on getting right to the heart of the matter by working to increase our nation's energy supplies and reducing our demand. It's not enough to do one. It's not enough to do the other. We must do both. It is time for us to act on a problem that is hurting everyday American families throughout the state of Florida and throughout the United States. We need to address this problem. We need to put us on a track of finding more and using less, a track which, where possible, where environmentally safe, we can produce more domestic energy, while at the same time we turn loose the energies of this nation's technology to look for future opportunities for different blends of fuels, for different types of automobiles, and other ways in which we can improve the efficiency of our fleet so that we can increase the opportunity for the American people to live in a world which is cleaner and in which they can afford to drive their kids to school, they can afford to go to work, and where we have alternative fuels available so that this may not be totally dependent on fossil fuels or on imported oil. What I would say is that this is the time for bipartisan cooperation, for us to come together, Republicans and Democrats, put partisan interests aside, put the American interest first, and look for ways that we can cooperate, work together, and do what is doable.